Lord, we're thankful that we can get together this afternoon and just study the Bible.
Amen.
We're thankful that you looked down upon us on our need and decided that you were going to come in and meet us where we had a problem.
主啊,我们非常感恩您会提供我们一切我们所需的,当我们出现问题的时候,您会来到我们这里和我们一起度过。Our
problem was our sin. We needed a Savior. You sent Jesus, and He saved us, and we say thank you so very much.
我们的问题是我们的罪,我们需要一个救主,所以您把您的儿子差遣过来救了我们,我们非常感谢您。Now
bless us as we study the word this afternoon, we pray. Help us to understand.
请你赐福我们,在我们今天下午学习您的话的时候,请你帮助我们去理解。Help
us to obey and respond, we ask in Jesus' name.
请您帮助我们顺服和做出反应。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen. So again, welcome to all. Thank you all. We are studying in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7.
再次感谢大家，我们开始学习希伯来书的第七章。
And we were talking about the whole book of Hebrews is talking about the old Hebrew religion and the blessings into which Jesus Christ has brought us.
因为我们在学习整个希伯来书的时候呢，就谈到了当时那些希伯来人他们那个老子宗教，然后也谈到了主耶稣基督给我们带来的赐福。
And the theme of Hebrews is, don't go back to the Old Testament religion. Follow Jesus to the new blessings.
所以呢，希伯来书的主题呢，是不要回到旧约时代那个旧的宗教里面，要跟随主耶稣基督。And
the writer to the Hebrews analyzes the two, compares the two, over and over, and continually shows that Jesus is the better way, the only way.
所以呢，这个希伯来书的作者呢，就是一直在把那个他们旧的那个宗教和我们信主耶稣基督来做对比，所以呢，一直想告诉我们，就是说主信主耶稣基督是远远好过信他们那个旧的宗教。
And we've been noticing that there are two priesthoods. There was the Aaronic priesthood, and there is the Melchizedekan priesthood.
因为我们也提到了有两种祭司制度，一种是亚伦的祭司制度，另外一种呢就是麦基洗德的祭司制度。And
the Aaronic priesthood was superseded by the Melchizedekan priesthood, because the Aaronic priesthood just didn't work.
因为那个亚伦的那个祭司制度呢，远远低过麦基洗德的那个祭司制度，因为亚伦的那个祭司制度呢没有用。So
Hebrews 7 says, verse 17, it is declared, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
所以希伯来书第七章第十七也是这样讲的，因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。That
is what was prophesied of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是照着我们的主耶稣基督所做的预言。And
now the conclusion of verse 18, the former regulation, that would be the Aaronic priesthood, is set aside because it was weak and useless.
第十八节呢，做出结论，先前的条例因软弱无益，所以就废掉了。先前的条例讲的就是亚伦的那个祭司条例。
It was weak in that it could only deal with a certain amount of the problems, but it was useless in that it could not provide forgiveness of sins.
所以这里是软弱的呢，因为它只是能应对一些的某类的问题。 它是无用的呢，是因为它不能提供罪的赦免。
For verse 19 says, for the law made nothing perfect.
所以第十九节说呢，因为律法一无所成。
The law says you're bad if you break it, but the law doesn't say you're perfect if you keep part of it.
所以呢，那个。 律法来说呢，如果你破坏了律法，违背了律法呢，你就是个坏人。但是呢，并不是说律法并没说你只守一部分律法，你就是一个完全的人。
If you're driving the car, the policeman will pull you over and say, "You were speeding. You are wrong."
所以呢，如果你在开车超速，那个。 警察呢就会把你停在路边说你在超速，你犯了错。
And you can say to the officer, "Officer, I will not speed tomorrow."
所以你会跟警察说呢，你说，警察了，我明天我就不会再超速了。
But that doesn't make you perfect today.
今天呢，并不会让你变得完全。
The law can show you that you're wrong. But the law cannot make you right.
所以呢，律法呢，可以向告诉你你错了，但是它不能把你纠正过来。
But verse 19 goes on and says delightfully, and a better hope is introduced.
所以呢，第十九节继续讲呢，就是就引进了更美的指望。
There's really no hope in the law.
在律法里呢，完全是没有指望的。Even
if we could keep the law today and tomorrow, we didn't keep it yesterday. There's no hope.
所以呢，就算我们今天和明天我们会遵守律法，但是我们昨天却没有遵守，这就是没有希望。But
the Lord Jesus Christ died to forgive our sins. And therefore, we have hope.
主耶稣基督呢，为我们罪而死，这样的话呢，我们就有了指望。
Because of that hope, verse 19 says, 19 says, we draw near to God.
十九节说呢，靠着指望，我们便可以进到神面前。
So the Old Testament religion was good. It showed us the difference between right and wrong.
所以呢，那个旧约呢，它是对的，但是呢，它只告诉了我们对和错的区别。But
it didn't make anything perfect, and it didn't make anyone perfect. That was the tragedy.
所以呢，那个悲剧呢，它不会把你变得完美，也不能把任何人变得完全。
So a lot of people today say, you know, I have my own religion.
今天呢，有很多人说呢，我有我自己的宗教。
And that's all well and good, but does it do any good? Does it give you any hope? Has it made you perfect?
所以呢，这个呢，宗教也没有什么不好，但是呢，就是说，它能让你变好吗？它给你什么指望吗？ 它让你能够变，把你变得完全吗？
And the answer is no. No, can't make you perfect.
这答案是不会的，它不会把你变得完全。All
right, now, the Spirit of God just changes the subject a little in verse 20.
所以呢，神的圣灵呢，在第二十节呢，就把这个主题做了一些改变。
And it says, regarding the priesthood of Melchizedek, the Lord Jesus Christ, regarding his priesthood, it was made with an oath. God said, this is what I'm going to do, and I swear I will do it.
因为这就是告诉我们的祭司制的就是我们的主耶稣基督的祭司制的在这耶稣为祭司并不是不起誓立的这个意思呢就是神说呢我要立这样一个祭司制度所以呢我起誓我一定会那么去做。
All right, so verse 20 now and reading through 22. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without an oath. But he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
因为刚才他二十节的后半部分和二十一节一直到二十二节一起读在这祭司为耶稣为祭司并不是不起誓立的至于那祭司原不是起誓立的就耶稣是起誓立的因为立他的对他说主起了誓绝不后悔你是永远为祭司既是起誓立的耶稣做了更美之约的中保。
God did not change his mind, but he did move on to the next step.
所以神呢, 并不会改变他的主意, 但是神呢,
Many people make this mistake about God.
所以很多人呢,
They say, God has really only one simple plan. He wound things up, he got them going, and then he stepped back.
所以他们说呢,神呢,只有一个简单的计划,他要这个计划呢去实行,但这个计划开始以后呢,神就退到后面去了。But
remember, God consistently intervenes and leads his people on to the next step.
所以大家要记住,因为神呢,他不断地进入,进入来干涉,然后让他的计划能够进到下一步。So
he made Adam and Eve.
所以他造了亚当夏娃。And
then he said, I'm going to have to change things because there's so much sin. So he sent the flood in Noah's day, and he changed everything in the world.
然后神说呢,因为世界充满了罪,所以神要进到下一步,所以他就降下了洪灾,然后洪灾以后呢,所有的事情都变得不一样。Then
God reached down in the days of Moses, and he took the children of Israel out of slavery and moved them into the promised land. God moved them ahead.
所以实际上呢,在摩西时代呢,神干预了。 把他们从埃及的那个奴役之下把以色列人救出来了，然后把以色列人呢从埃及移到了下一步，进入了旷野。The
regulations of Egypt and the observations of Egypt, they were all set aside. Now we're in the promised land, a new set of rules.
所以呢，实际上在他们。 埃及的时候，那里的那些诫命和律法呢，所有的都废了。然后到了应许之地以后呢，神给他们设立的完全新的诫命和律法。And
the Lord Jesus came, and the old was set aside, and the new was introduced.
所以呢，然后主耶稣基督来了，所以呢，所有的旧的呢都废了，然后就介绍给我们新的这样的律法制度。
How foolish to hang on to the old when God has moved ahead.
所以呢,这是多么愚蠢的一件事情。当神已经进到下一步的时候呢,你还停留在上一步。God
says, follow me.
神说呢,跟着我。Many
people say, no, I like where we are now, God. You go ahead, I'm going to stay where I am.
所以很多人说呢,神啊, 您先走,您往前面走,我们喜欢我现在这个地方,我们现在就待在这里。Don't
be so foolish.
不要如此的愚蠢。
All right. Verse 24, 23 says, Now, there were many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. He's comparing again the Aaronic priesthood. How many priests in the Aaronic line? Many, 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 from Aaron all the way down to Annas and Caiaphas.
因为十九、二十三节到二十四节，那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有始祖，不能长久。所以呢，在那个亚能的那个祭司制度里呢，有多少的祭司呢？是从那个亚能一直到该亚法，他们就都死了。But
the wonderful thing is, because verse 24, Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.
所以呢，这个奇妙的事情呢，是在第二十四节，这位祭司永远常在的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换，这个就是主耶稣。Now
that permanent priesthood is wonderful. It's the same priesthood that the fathers had, same priesthood that there was 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. The priesthood has not changed. It's the same as it was.
所以呢，这个永远不变的这个祭司的职分呢，这个就是非常奇妙的，因为它永远是不会变的，在几百年前、几千年之前，直到现在今天，它都是一样的。
But the great encouragement is that the priesthood is not going to change tomorrow as far as we're concerned. Therefore, verse 25, therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them.
祭司的职分，主耶稣基督这样祭司职分呢，明天也不会变，将来永远不会变，就不会变呢，就给我们带来了第二十五节。第二十五节说，凡靠着他，就是主耶稣进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。Did
Jesus save you?
主耶稣基督拯救了你吗？You
say yes. Who's going to look after you tomorrow?
你说是的，那么明天谁会照看你呢？
They answered Jesus.
答案也是主耶稣。
How do we know?
你怎么知道呢？
Well, Jesus is still alive.
主耶稣还活着。他为我们祈求。
He is still alive to help you and me today, tomorrow. He is able to save completely. He is able to say to the very end of our existence, he's always going to live to be our priest. Hallelujah.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他因为他现在活着，所以他今天照看你，明天照看你。所以呢，因为他永远的活着，他一直是可以照看我们，一直到最后，到这个世界的终结，因为他是永远活着的，所以他可以一直的
照顾我们，替我们祈求, Hallelujah. Now, the question is, what is he doing? He is our priest today. What is he doing for us?
所以呢，问题就是他是我们的祭司，那么他现在正在为我们做什么呢？
And the answer is, he's there to intercede for us. What's that mean?
所以呢，答案是他在那里为我们代求。那个代求是什么意思呢？
He is there to pray for us.
他是在那里为我们祷告。So
Jesus is way up in heaven. What's he doing today?
耶稣基督呢，在远远的在天堂里。那么他今天在做什么呢？
He's praying for me.
为我祷告。
He's saying, now, Lord, Harold's got a problem.
主耶稣说，主啊，Harold现在有问题。He's
saying, Lord, we've got to help Harold today.
主耶稣说，主啊，我们今天要去帮助Harold。
He doesn't know what to do.
他不知道要怎么做，去做。
He doesn't have strength to do it if he did know what to do.
所以呢，如果他不知道怎么做呢，他就没有那个力量去做。
And so what does Jesus spend his time doing? He spends his time praying for you and me, helping you and me.
那么主耶稣基督现在在做什么呢？他在花时间为你我祷告，他在花时间来帮助你我。
There's a little line in the story of Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以呢，这里有一句话，就是在主跟在客西马西名园对那个彼得说的话。
And the conversation between Peter and the Savior goes like this. The Lord says, Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
所以呢，实际上呢，主跟那个彼得说，彼得，现在那个撒旦想要得着你们。
But then the Lord says, but Peter,I have prayed for you.
然后主跟彼得说，彼得，我为你祷告。
That good news?
这是个好消息吗？
You ever have a problem?
你有问题吗？
And you say, I don't know what to do, but I do know this. Jesus prayed for me.
你说我有问题的时候，我不知道怎么做，但是我确切知道的是主耶稣基督在为我祷告。
I'll be okay.
我会没事。
The Lord will see me through.
那个主会把我带出来。
He'll pull me out the other side and he'll use me better over there.
他会在另一个对岸把我拉上来，然后在那里会让我去做更多更好的事。
What a marvelous lie. He always lives.To intercede for his people.
所以这是多么的神奇的一句话，因为他是长远活着替我们祈求。
And this high priest then is different from the Aaronic priesthood. Verse 26, such a high priest meets our need. That's the kind of a priest we need.
因为这个呢，这个最高祭司呢，远远比亚伦那个这个祭司好得多。这第二十六节说呢，这像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人的，这就是所有的我们要需要。
And then we're told five things about him. Number one, he's holy.
所以呢，我们这里知道了五件事。第一件呢，他是圣洁的。
We're not holy. That's why we get into trouble.
因为我们不圣洁，这就是为什么我们来遇到人生的麻烦。
But he is holy, and that's how he can get us out of trouble.
因为主是圣洁的，所以这就是为什么他可以把我们从我们的人生麻烦里带出来。
He's blameless, and therefore he can take the, criticism for us. He is blameless.
所以呢，实际上他是无邪恶的，所以这样呢，他可以帮助我们。
He is pure.
他是无玷污的。
He's set apart from sinners.
他远离罪人。
And where are sinners? But he's set apart. And where is he?
所以我们是罪人，因为他是远离罪人的。
He's exalted above the heavens.
他是高过诸天的。
That's an amazing phrase.
这是一个非常神奇的一个词组。
What's above the heavens?
诸天之上是什么？
If you take the telescopes, you go to the astronomers, you say, how big is the universe?
所以你拿一个望远镜，然后你看向宇宙，你说宇宙有多大呢？
They say, oh, it's billions of light years across.
他们说是有那个 几十亿的那光年的这样的长度。
Where's Jesus?
那主耶稣在哪里呢？
He's above the heavens?
他在诸天之上。
that's very encouraging. If he's above the heavens and I'm not, then he can lift me up. He's so far high that there's nothing can keep him from lifting me up when he wants to.
所以呢，这就是非常神奇的。如果主耶稣基督在诸天之上，那么我却不在。那么主耶稣基督的自己能够把我从这个下面带到上面去。
It's extremely encouraging.
这是极其令人鼓舞的。
If all the hosts of hell were to fight against me, Jesus is above the heavens and he could pull me up through that as well.
如果那个地狱的那些所有的魔鬼了都来的战跟我对抗的话，主耶稣基督呢，他因为他在诸天之上，所以他可以把我从那些地狱的那些魔鬼中间给我的攻击我的中间把我提出来拿到上面去，所以这是非常奇妙的。
27 says, unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first of all for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people.
所以第27节继续说呢，他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭。
If you went to the tabernacle in the days of Aaron, you would say, what is Aaron doing today? And Aaron would go into the tabernacle and he would offer sacrifices, first of all for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He did that every day.
如果你在旧约的时候呢，你去到那个旧约的会幕里面去，你说那个亚伦现在在做什么呢？其实亚伦在先为他自己的罪献祭，然后再为百姓的罪献祭，这就是亚伦每天在做的事。
Jesus, verse 27 goes on to say, he sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself.
所以实际上第27节的后半部分说，因为他这些主耶稣只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
How often did Jesus sacrifice for sins?
所以主耶稣基督有多经常的去为罪献祭呢？
Only once.
只献了一次。
Why only once? Because his sacrifice was sufficient to pay for all sin of all people for all time. He didn't have to sacrifice again.Hallelujah.
主耶稣基督为什么只献一次祭呢？因为他一次献祭就足够了，为所有的人，为所有的整个世界的所有的罪献祭，为过去的、现在的、将来的所有的事情，一次献祭就足够了。所以哈利路亚。
For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak.
第28节继续说，律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司。
That's very good. We're glad he did. But he was still only man, and he was still weak. But the oath which God commanded regarding Jesus, which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever.
第28节，律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，这个是好的，因为但是呢，他仍然就是一个人，这个祭司，他仍然是个人，他仍然是软弱的。但在律法以后启示的话，就是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远。
So the Old Testament priesthood was a good picture of what Jesus would do.
所以呢，旧约时代的那个祭司制度呢，是一个非常好的一个画面，主耶稣基督将来要去做的。
And the Old Testament priesthood was an interim solution to the problem. Not a sufficient solution, but better than nothing in the short run.
所以呢，在那个旧约的那个祭司制度呢，它只是说是一个部分的那种赎罪的那种祭司制度，它不是说足够的为所有的罪献上的那一个祭司制度。但这样的祭司制度呢，虽然不完美，但是总比没有好。
But when the Lord Jesus Christ came, He became a perfect solution and a permanent solution to the problem of your sin and mine.
所以呢，当主耶稣基督来了的时候呢，他变成一个永远的，是一个完美的，为了你和我的罪献祭的这样一个方式。
And now in chapter 8, the author says, I'm going to give you a summary of what it is I've been saying. This is the main theme of what I'm talking about.
所以呢，在第八节呢，这个作者呢就说呢，我要在这里做一个总结，这就是主要的我前面所讲的事情。
He's saying this. The point of what we are saying is this. We do have a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
第一节说，我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
What have we got? We've got a priest who went into heaven and sat down.
所以我们有了什么呢？我们有了一个最高的祭司，他已经去了天堂，然后在那里宝座上坐下。
If you were to go and visit Queen Elizabeth today,
如果今天你去拜访那个伊丽莎白女王，
you could go into Buckingham Palace and you could speak to her, but you couldn't sit down.
你可以去白金汉宫，但你去了白金汉宫呢，你可以看见她，但是你不能坐下。
Who do you think you are to sit down in her presence?
所以呢，你认为你是谁？你在那个女王的面前，你可以有座位坐下。
She told you to sit down, that would be different. But you go into her presence, you are on your best behavior. You're standing there all the time.
所以呢，如果说呢，她让你坐下，那是另外一回事。如果你去见女王的呢，你就要表现好一点，然后所有的时间你都要站得好好的。
If you were to walk into the tabernacle in Moses' day, or if you were to walk into the temple in Solomon's day, you wouldn't find a single seat.
所以呢，如果你在摩西时代，你去到那个会幕里面去，或者是在所罗门时代，你去到那个圣殿里去，你找不到一个座位在那里。
There was nowhere to sit down because the work wasn't finished.
所以呢，没有那个人能够坐下，因为他们的工作还没做完。
We had a great preacher come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel in 1978.
所以呢，我们在十六届教会呢，1978年呢，我们有一个很好的一个话。
He told us about his father, who ran a chain of grocery stores.
所以呢，他告诉我们，他的父亲呢，在管理一家连锁店。
His father worked very hard every day to make those stores profitable.
所以呢，他的父亲呢的工作非常勤奋。所以呢，让他手下的那些店呢可以盈利。
And then he would say, very often at about 9 o'clock in the evening, my father would come home.
他说呢，通常呢，在晚上的9点钟，我父亲会回家。
And he had a great big chair in his house. He would come home, he would sit in the chair, and he would say, finished.
然后呢，他就那天呢，他家里有一个非常大的椅子，他回家以后呢，就会坐在那个椅子上，然后说啊，终于做完了。
All the jobs he had to do were done. He could sit down for the first time in the day.
所以呢，他在这一天所有的工作他全部做完了，所以在这一天呢，他第一次可以坐下了。
Now the picture is beautiful. When the Lord Jesus walked into heaven, he sat down.
所以这个画面是很美的。当主耶稣基督去到天堂以后呢，他坐下。
All his work was done.
他所有的工作都做完了。
It was finished.
已经完成了。
Do you worry? Do you say, oh dear, I'm not sure whether Jesus is able to save me?
你会有这样的担心吗？你说，哦，我就确实不确定主耶稣基督能够救我。
No, you don't say that. I don't say that. See, he's already gone into heaven. All his work is finished.
所以呢，你不会这么说，我也不会这么说，因为主耶稣基督将所有的工作都做完了，他已经去了天堂。
What is the point? Chapter 8, verse 1 again. The point we're saying is this. We do have a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty.In heaven.
所以呢，希伯来书第八章第一节的要点是什么呢？这个要点是这样的：我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
Where did he sit? Right beside God Himself.
所以主坐在哪里呢？他坐在神自己旁边。
Now, in the great sermon, sorry, in the great prayer of John 17, the Lord Jesus says this. He says, I have glorified your name upon the earth. I have finished the work you gave me to do.
因为这一个极其伟大的祷告什么呢？在约翰福音第十七章里，当时主耶稣基督祷告说，我已经荣耀呢、啊、你的名，我已经完成了我所有的工作。
Jesus not only is able to save you by the fact that he lives to keep you, he is able to save you because he's already paid all the price. He's already done all the work. He's sitting down. It's all finished.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他不但能够救你，而且呢，能够一直救你到底。这是为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督已经付上了所有的赎价，他现在把所有的在地上的工作已经完成了，他已经到天上坐下来了。
It's absolutely marvelous.
也是绝对神奇的。
It isn't that we hope.God can do something tomorrow to save us.
这个并不是说我们指望、盼望明天神会去做点什么来救我们。
But rather it is, he did everything yesterday. There is absolutely nothing more that needs to be done. Our salvation is complete.
实际上呢，这里非常神奇呢，就是神在昨天已经把所有的工作都做完了，所以他不需要在今天或者明天再去多做一点事情。我们的救恩是完完全全成全了。
But there's something else in all of this. Verse 2 of chapter 8.
所以呢，第八章的第二节呢，谈到一些其他的事。
It says, Jesus serves In the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man.
所以呢，第二节说，在圣所，就是真帐幕里做执事的，这帐幕是主所执的，不是人所执的。
This is something we're not told a whole lot about. But in heaven, there is a tabernacle, which is somewhat similar to the tabernacle that Aaron served in.
实际上这种事情呢我们讲的并不多。实际上在天堂里也有一个会幕。那个会幕呢跟那亚能的时候的那个会幕是一样的。
The Aaronic priesthood required a tabernacle for service.
所以呢在那个亚能时代的呢他们服侍的时候呢他们需要一个会幕。
But in heaven, there is something like that tabernacle, and that is where worship to the Lord is conducted in heaven. We don't understand that very much at all.
所以在那个天堂里呢，也有一个帐幕，这个亚伦那个帐幕类似的，但是我们在那里呢，就是去敬拜我们的主。但是呢，我们却对那个帐幕没有太多的了解。
The fact is that the tabernacle on the earth was a picture of the tabernacle in heaven. We don't know what was going on in heaven, but we do know that the tabernacle on earth is something like a picture of what was going on up there.
所以呢，在那个亚伦时代那个帐幕呢，它实际上是在天堂的帐幕里的一个画面。我们呢，给我们知道我们将来要到天堂里去，在那个帐幕里该做些什么。但是实际上呢，不管在天堂里是什么，我们现在的那个没有任何的认知和了解。所以不管怎么样，这个亚伦的地上这个帐幕是天堂帐幕的一个画面。
Always says.That the work that the Lord Jesus was involved in heaven is greater than and more profound than the work that we see from our perspective.
因为我们知道的呢是主在那个天上的帐幕里所做的一切呢是非常重要的也是比我们知道的远远要深刻的多的东西。
We might be tempted to ask the question, is the work that Jesus did sufficient to meet my need?
所以我们非常有这样的诱惑去问这样的问题，就是主耶稣基督所做的功，能够足够的满足我的需求吗？
And by the grace of God, the answer is yes, it is. Hallelujah.
所以藉着神的恩典，答案是是的，就是那样的。Hallelujah.
But it's far more than that.
但比这个远远要多得多。
The work that Jesus did is sufficient to meet God's need.
所以主耶稣基督所完成的工作呢，他能够满足神的需要。
That's absolutely profound.
这是极其深刻。
What Jesus did was not only good for me, it was good for God.
所以主耶稣基督所完成的工作不光是对我有益，对神也是好。
It not only satisfied me, but it satisfies God. Hallelujah.
它不但能够满足我的需求，也能够让神满意。Hallelujah.
All right, verse 3 now, following this logic a little bit, every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. And so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer.
所以呢，第三节呢，继续的跟随前面的逻辑，凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所限。
Jesus had something to offer. Verse 4, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law.
所以主耶稣基督现在什么呢？第四节就是说，他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司。
They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven.
第五节就是说呢，他们供奉的事呢，本是天上事的形状。
So the tabernacle was a copy of what's up in heaven, a picture of what's up in heaven, a shadow of what's up in heaven.
所以呢，这个在地上的帐幕呢，实际上呢是在天上的那个帐幕的那一个拷贝，所以也是一个画面，也是天上的那个帐幕的形状和影子。
That's why, this is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
所以正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎。做各样的礼物都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Moses was told to build the tabernacle. How was he going to build it?
所以呢，摩西呢被告知要建造帐幕，他怎么去建造呢？
Well, he could have called in his architects, and they could have come up with some really good ideas.
所以呢，他会把他的建筑师们再找来，他们可能会给他出很好的主意。
But God says, no, 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 no. I want this tabernacle to be according to the pattern of the tabernacle that's already in heaven. So he said, I want you to build it precisely this way.
所以呢，实际上呢，神说，不不不，摩西，我要你建造的那个帐幕呢，是照着在天上已经存在的那个帐幕建造的。所以你造的这个东西实际上跟天上的那个是要是复制那样一个东西。
So that's what the tabernacle was like. If you saw the tabernacle, you would say, that's, there's something like that way up in heaven. It's marvelous.
所以呢，这里神奇的是，如果你真的见到了那个帐幕呢，你说啊，这个帐幕太好了，这有一个帐幕在天上呢是。这个帐幕跟天上那个是也很相像。
Now verse 6. But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to the Aaronic priesthood as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one and is founded on better promises.
所以第六节接着说，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭着更美之应许立的。
So all the comparisons are, there's the tabernacle in heaven and the picture down here. There's the priesthood of Melchizedek and the Aaronic priesthood down here. There are the procedures of what is in heaven and the procedures down here. But in every way, Jesus is way ahead of all the others.
实际上呢，这里讲到的呢，就是一个比较。比较呢，说在天上呢有一个帐幕，在地上呢有一个帐幕的画面。所以在天上你的东西呢，和地面上的东西呢，它是一样的。在天上呢，它也是那么去进行的，地上也是那么进行的。所以这是所有的天上和地下的帐幕这里面的事情呢，尽管他们是这样的，但是主耶稣基督呢，他就远远超过这所有的一切。
Going through all this is a simple theme, and that is Jesus is better.
所以这所有的一切呢， 要说明一个简单的观点，说主耶稣基督是更好的。
So verse 6 ends with the line, founded on better promises.
所以呢，第六节呢，有这么一句话，就是说是更美的指引。
Chapter 7, verse 22 says, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
所以呢，实际上呢，在第七节内，第七章22就讲的呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是有一个更美、更好的职任。
The priesthood of Melchizedek is better than the priesthood of Aaron.
所以呢，麦基洗德的那个祭司制度呢，好过那个亚伦的祭司制度。
And I, one day I'm going to have to go through and make a list of all the betters, because there are many more. Jesus is better.
所以呢，有一天呢，他自己要列一个表，那个表列出来呢，就是把所有这些更好的东西都列出来。所以不管有什么事情，主耶稣基督永远是更好的。
I want you to go back to chapter 7, verse 22.
大家回到第七章的第22节。
And it says, because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
所以这第22节说，既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
Many of you are ESL students.
所以你们大家大部分人都是那个英语是第二语言的那个学生。
What is the difference between a guarantee and a guarantor?
所以呢，实际上呢，那个 guarantee 呢，那就是被中保的，还有 guarantor 就是保证的那个人 ，guarantee 是被保证的这个人，这个有什么区别？
A guarantor who is someone who says, I will guarantee this will work.
所以那个保证人呢，就是 guarantor 呢，他会说呢，我会保证这个事情有效有用。
Sometimes a man goes to the bank and he gets a guarantee.
所以有些人呢，他去银行呢，他需要一个中保人。
And the guarantee from the bank says, or the bank says, I guarantee that this will be paid.
所以呢，银行说呢，我保证这笔钱会支付的。
And the banker becomes the guarantor. He's the one who guarantees the payment will be made.
所以呢，银行呢，这个时候它就变成了保证人，它保证这一笔钱会支付的。
But this verse doesn't say Jesus is the guarantor, doesn't say I guarantee that this will be paid.
所以呢，这一节经文并不是说主耶稣基督就是那个保证人，并不是说他保证这个会支付的。
It says Jesus is the guarantee.
这里说呢，主耶稣基督呢是担保。
He is the payment.
他自己就是那个支付手段。
He doesn't have to say I will pay. He's there. He is the payment himself.
他不会说呢，我保证我会付的。他自己就是那个支付的人。
How do we know we're going to heaven?
我们怎么知道我们会去天堂呢
？Well, Jesus guaranteed it. He is the guarantor. But Jesus Himself went to heaven. He will take us to heaven. We get to go with Him. He is both the guarantor, but He is the guarantee.
所以呢，实际上主耶稣基督呢，他实际上他自己就是那个担保，因为他自己已经去了天堂。不是那个保证人，他不是说啊，我是个保证人，保证器，他自己就是那个担保。他说自我自己去了，你也能够去。
It isn't just that I have Jesus' promise.
这个并不是只是我有主耶稣基督的应许。
It is that I have Jesus.
他是说我有了主耶稣。
That's so wonderful.
这个是多么美的。
What do we learn when you go through the book of Hebrews?
所以你当你读一遍希伯来书的时候，你学到了什么？
But you'll learn all kinds of wonderful things that Jesus did and does and is for us. We learn about Jesus in the book of Hebrews.
今天我们在希伯来书里呢，我们读到了主耶稣基督过去为我们做的什么，现在为我们做的什么，我们读到了主耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
So, back now to chapter 8 and verse number 7.
所以我们回到第八章的第七节。
And it says, if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another.
第七节说，那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
If Aaron's priesthood had been good enough, we wouldn't have needed another priesthood.
如果亚伦的那个祭司制度呢是有足够好的，我们就不需要另外 一种祭司制度。
If the covenant, if the contract had been sufficient associated with the first covenant, we wouldn't have needed a second.
所以呢，如果那个约和第一个前面所联系起来的那个旧约如果是有效的话，我们就不需要第二个约了。
But verse 8 says, But God found fault with the people and said, The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
第八节说呢，所以主指摘他的百姓说，日子将到。我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Why did they need a new covenant?
他们为什么需要一个新约呢？
Because the old one didn't work, that's why.
因为旧约旧的那一个约没有什么用。
Okay, we have a slang expression in English, and it goes like this. If it ain't broke,Don't fix it.
所以呢，我们在英文里呢，有那个这么一个说法。如果说它没有破，就不要去修它。
The only reason you come up with a repair is because the old system isn't working right.
所以呢，唯一的原因你来修补的话呢，是因为那个旧约呢，它并没有。工作得很好。
What was the old covenant?
那个旧约是什么呢?
God says, if you keep my commandments, I will bless you.
所以神说呢，如果你遵守我的诫命，我会赐福给你们。
What's wrong with that covenant?
这个约有什么不对呢?
Well, the children of Israel didn't keep the commandments.So God couldn't bless them.
是因为那个以色列人呢，他没有遵守神的诫命，所以呢，神就不能赐福给他。
So it looked good on paper, it just didn't work, that's all.
所以在纸上呢，看起来是很好的，但是却没有什么实际用。
They didn't do what they should have done because they couldn't do what they should have done.
他们没有做他们该做的，但是呢，因为是他们不能做不到的，他们该做。
And therefore, God couldn't do what He wanted to do for them.
所以呢，因此呢，神就不会去做神可以要在他们身上做的事。
So God said, "I'll make a new covenant with you."
所以神说呢，我要和你们立一个新约。
He promised it way back.In the book of Jeremiah.
所以呢，他神的应许呢，是可以一直追溯到耶利米书的。
Verse 9, he says, This new covenant will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant.
第九节说呢，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约。
So he said, I'll make a new covenant with them. Verse 10. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people.
所以呢，这个第十节呢，神就说，这是就是我们，我跟他们立的新约。主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约呢是这样的，我要将我的律法放在他们面前，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Is that a good covenant?
这是一个好的约吗？
I kind of like it.
我很喜欢。
A covenant is a contract. The contract says, you do this and I will do that.
约呢实际上就是一个合同。合同怎么说呢？你做这个我就会做这个。
This covenant says, I will do this and I will do this and I will do this and I will do this. But it doesn't say, you have to do that.
所以这一这个新的合约呢，新合同呢，就是说呢，神说我会做这，我会做，我会做这，但你不必做任何事情。
To get the blessings of the new covenant, what do you have to do?
所以呢，你要得到新约的赐福，你会做什么呢
？Pay money.
你付钱吗
？Do good works.
做好的工作吗
？Stop sinning.
所以呢，就是自己约自我约束。
It's not there. What do you have to do?
你不管你做什么，你都达不到，那你应该做什么？
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. But all you have to do is believe. Just believe.
你信主耶稣基督，你就会得救。你所有要做的事情，唯一要做的事情就是信。
That is a marvelous covenant.
这是一个非常神奇的约。
Now I want you to note how the covenant works.
所以我要你知道这个约是怎么样生效的。
The verse says, I will put my laws in their minds.
所以呢，第十节说呢，我要将我的律法放在他们的思想里。
Where does God start working with you?
神从哪里，你身体的哪一部分开始工作呢？
In your mind.
在你的思想里。
God is an intelligent God.
神是一个高智商的神。
God is the God of truth.
神是真理的神。
God is the God of reason. He says in Isaiah, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord.
神是呢讲理的，所以他在以赛亚书里呢说，神说呢，那你们过来，我们来讲讲道理。
God is the God who says, be renewed in your mind. Don't be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以神说呢，神怎么说呢？是这样一个神这样跟你说的，你要更新你的思想，不要跟这个世界妥协。所以呢，你要不断的更新你的思想。
Why do we study the Bible on Tuesday afternoon?
为什么星期二下午我们学习圣经呢？
Because God's blessings to us come through the mind.
因为神对我们的赐福呢，是通过我们的思想来达到的。
So God says, my plan for you is I'm going to put my laws into your mind.
所以神这里说的神还说我会把我的律法放到你的思想里面去。
Then he says, I'll write them upon their hearts.
所以神说呢，好吧，那我就还要写在他们的心中。
The truth of God goes from the mind all the way down to the heart.
所以神的真理呢，通过你的思想，往下走，一直走到你的心里。
And once it's in the heart, then he says, I will be their God, and they will be my people.
所以呢，一旦神的真理在他们心里呢，神就继续说，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
The decision to become a Christian begins in the mind, it convinces the heart, and from the heart it changes the life. That's always God's procedure.
所以呢，基督徒成为基督徒的决定呢，首先是来自思想，然后思想呢，然后就是让那个心顺服，信服了，信服了以后呢，那个心呢决定了，你就要成为基督徒了。
Now remember, the devil's way is always the opposite.
大家记住，那个魔鬼的，他的方式永远是相反的。
The devil says, you do it. If it feels good, then you do it. And it'll feel good. That'll make your heart warm. And then you can convince your mind. Don't worry about the mind. Everything's fine. Start by feeling good. God says, no, start with the mind. The mind will drive the feelings. The devil says the feelings will drive the mind.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，他会跟你说呢，你就先去做，只要你感觉好，你的心感觉好呢，就不要去管你的思维，你的思想想什么，这个不重要。所以呢，你就做就行了，做的只要感觉好，然后就那个，你的思想就顺服了。然后神说呢，这不是这样的。你要先呢，通过你的思想做出决定，做出决定以后呢，然后一路上走到你的心里，然后你的思想呢是控制你的感觉的，这样呢，你的心呢就会被说服。
When we stand before God on Judgment Day, the Lord will ask us a question, and we must answer from our mind.
所以呢，当我们站在审判日的时候呢，主会问我们一个问题，我们会通过我们的思想来回答。
Doesn't matter where we go in the world, we speak to people who don't know the Savior, and they don't have answers.
所以呢，不管怎么说，我们在这个世界里，我们到处去走的时候呢，我们要跟他们传讲我们的主耶稣基督，不管他们有没有答案。
That's why the Bible says that on Judgment Day, every mouth will be stopped, and all the world will become guilty before God because they shut off their minds when they said there is no God.
所以呢，实际上呢，圣经就说呢，在审判日的时候，所有的嘴都会闭上，因为整个站在神面前被审判的世界都是有罪的。因为当人们告诉他有神存在的时候，他们实际上是关闭了他们的思想，他们不理会。
When you try to speak to most people about the Savior, they say, I don't want to talk about it.
所以呢，你跟很多人传讲说你需要一个救主的时候，他们说我对这个没有任何的兴趣。
They are not prepared to deal with God on the basis of the mind. God says, use your head. Think.
所以呢，他们并没有准备要去用他们的大脑和思想去想一些事情。神说呢，你要用你的思想去想问题。
And then the further blessings of the new covenant, verse 11.
所以呢，更进一步的赐福呢，是在第十一节里面。
No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
历史遗迹中他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己弟兄说你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
There is a wonderful day coming when all of us will know the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll be after the rapture, after the setting up of the new kingdom, but all will know the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful world to live in.
这个有一天呢，那会来到我们周围的呢，所有的人都是认识主的。这个时候是在什么时候呢？是在教会被提以后，是在神的国被建立以后。这个时候呢，在那里的所有的人都是认识主的，这是一个非常美的一个地方。
And it's based on this lovely principle, verse 12. I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
第十二节呢，带出这样一个原则。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。
Okay, is that exciting?
这个会让你兴奋吗？
You sit back, you say that's marvelous. All my wickednesses he will forget. My sins he will remember no more. We say, Lord, I like this new covenant.
因为这是非常神奇的，你会这样说，你说啊、哦，我的所有的弊神都要宽恕，神也不再纪念我们的罪过了。我们会说呢，主啊，我非常喜欢这个新约。
Aaron could never say that.
亚伦他不能这么去说。
Aaron could cover the sin.
亚伦可以遮盖你的罪。
But Aaron could never take it away.
亚伦永远不会除去你的罪。
But the Lord Jesus forgives us our sins, and He will remember them no more. Hallelujah!
所以呢，主耶稣基督会赦免、宽恕我们的罪，而且不再记得我们的不义。Hallelujah!
Now verse 13. By calling this covenant new,He has made the first one old or obsolete.
第十三节说，既说新约，那以前约为旧了。
And then he says, and what is old and aging will soon disappear.
接着说，但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
When?Was the book of Hebrews written?
这一希伯来书是什么时候写的呢？
Probably AD 65.
大概呢是公元后65年。
What happened in AD 70?
那么公元后70年发生了什么？
Well, Titus, the Roman general,destroyed the temple.
那个提托呢，罗马的一个将军呢，摧毁了圣殿。
All the Aaronic priesthood was built around the temple.
所以呢，所有的那个当时的祭祀制度呢，是依赖着这个圣殿。
Within a very few years of this book of Hebrews being written, that temple would be destroyed.
因为在这本书 写了以后的几年之后，那个圣殿会被完全的摧毁了。
The Aaronic priesthood have not offered one sacrifice of any kind since AD 70. Not one.
所以呢，就是在那个公元70年以后，那个亚伦祭司制度没有在献上任何一个单个的一个赎罪祭。
The whole of the Aaronic system was going to be destroyed within a very few years of the writing of this book of Hebrews. This is the warning.
所以呢，这个整个的 亚伦的祭司制度在希伯来书写后的几年之后会被完全摧毁。这个本书写到这里的时候是一个警示。
If you were out in the ocean,
如果你在海中
on a boat,
在一艘船上
and if you ran into a rock and there was a big hole in the bottom of the boat,
因为如果你撞上了一个礁石在你那个船的底下呢有一个大洞
And then you looked, and another boat came alongside, and they said to you, get off your boat, get onto our boat, your boat is going to sink.
然后呢你边上就开了另一艘船，那个另一艘船上的人就跟你说呢，你赶快离开你的船，来到我的船上面，你的那个船马上就要沉了。
What would you do?
你会怎么做呢?
Well, I'd get off the sinking boat and get onto the boat that was still afloat. That's what I would do.
今天我会离开那个要沉的船，上到那个仍然可以浮在上面的船，这就是我要做的。
And other people could say, well, no, I like this old boat, you know. Yeah, your boat is different. I like my old boat.
有些人呢他会说呢我喜欢我这艘旧船你那个船跟我的船不一样所以我喜欢我现在的船。
He can say, you may like it, but it's going down. Get off. It's going down.
所以你会跟他说呢就算你喜欢这个船马上要沉了所以赶快离开那个船赶快上了我的船。
All over the world, they say, I like my own religion.
所以呢，世界上所有的人都说呢，我喜欢我现在的宗教。
Get off, it's going down.
所以呢，离开你的旧宗教，那马上就要被毁掉了。
They say to me all the time, I think I'm okay.
所以呢，那些人对他一直对他说，我认为现在我还没事。
I say to them, does God think you're okay?
我说对他们说呢。神认为你没事吗?
Most of them say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure God's happy. Yeah, God likes me, you know.
所以呢他们大多数人说是我认为神呢认为我没事因为你知道吗神他喜欢我。
I say, I hand them the Bible. I say, show me where God says that. Oh, they say, I don't worry about that. I know God, everything's going to be fine.
所以呢我就说呢我给他一本圣经我说你从圣经里找出来神在圣经里在哪个地方说了他们说啊我不看圣经我现在很好我没事我不关心那个。
Absolute nonsense.
这是完全无厘头。
Now, if God is interested in the mind, it is because God speaks to the mind.
如果神呢他的兴趣在你的思想里面呢那是因为神对你的思想说话。
Only a fool would say, I know God's happy, I just never listen to what he says.
所以只有那个傻子才那么说，因为我知道神是高兴的，因为我从来没不听他说什么。
Okay, so at the end of verse 8, we've got these very solemn words, and it says,He made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. Don't get stuck on a sinking ship. It's going down.
第十三节呢是这样结束的，他呢就以为那以前的旧约那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了，所以就是说你不要。停留在那个旧的里面，赶紧来到这个新的里面来。
All right, well, that's the end of the chapter. Maybe time for a question or two. We cover a lot of material in these sessions. We cover the verses superficially. We learn a little, but not a lot. You may have some good questions. Go ahead.
所以现在是时间是问问题的，因为我们一直来说呢，我们学习呢希伯来书， 学习希伯来书呢，我们学了很多的东西，但是我们只是浅浅的讲了一下，所以呢，你们现在呢一定有问题，所以呢，我们有时间回答一两个问题，现在是问问题的时间。
OK. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." Ooh, can explain this more? Explain this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, 所以老王的问题呢是在马太福音第五章第十七、第十八节，大家有兴趣可以翻到那里。他想要 Harold 把这两节经文更多的解释一下。
All right, well, let's go back to Matthew 5:17.
所以大家可以翻到那里，马太福音第五章第十七。
And the first verse is, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
第十七节是这样讲的，莫想我来要毁掉律法和先知，我来不是要毁掉，而是要成全。
The law and the prophets were not to be abolished, but they were to be fulfilled.
所以呢，那个先知呢和律法呢，他们不是要毁掉，而是要成全。
The Aaronic priesthood, the tabernacle worship, that was all very good and it was valuable until the days of the Lord Jesus.
所以实际上，那个亚伦的祭司制度呢和帐幕呢。他这样的服饰呢是非常好的，直到主耶稣基督来了以后。
But there were at least two major problems with them. One is they were only a picture.
所以呢，这里面呢有两个问题。第一个呢，就是它只是一个画面。
Jesus was the reality, and therefore he fulfilled those pictures.
所以呢，他们呢只是一个画面，那么主耶稣基督才是真实的，所以他成全了这个画面。
Even Moses said that one day someone would come like Moses and they must listen to him. Moses didn't say, "My law will always be the best." He said, "My law is good, but there will come one who will fulfill my law." Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses.
所以实际上呢，摩西当时他也说，有一天呢，要来一个人，那个人呢，你们要听他的。就算是摩西呢，他自己他没有说我的律法是完美的，是最好的，就是说呢，我的律法就会持续到那一天，那个。主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他要成全现在的律法。
So the Lord Jesus Christ did not come and say, "Forget the Old Testament, you can throw it out. I am here now." He said, "No, the Old Testament is wonderful. I fulfilled it all, but you must go on to the New Testament and follow the Melchizedekian priesthood."
所以呢，主耶稣基督他并没有来说我现在来了，所以你们忘掉所有的旧约的律法。主耶稣说呢，那个亚伦的那个祭司制度那个律法就是好的， 我来了以后呢，你们要跟随那个新约，这个新的约呢，就是麦基洗德那个制度下的祭司制度。
Verse 18, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least, excuse me, stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished, until everything is fulfilled.
第18节说，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了。律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
The law is precisely accurate in everything it said.
所以呢，律法里面讲的任何一件事情呢，都是准确的。
Paul said the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to God.
所以使徒保罗说呢，律法呢是我们学校里的。老师把我们带到神那里去。
The role of the law was not an end in itself. The role of the law was to bring us to Jesus. And it did that in a wonderful way.
所以律法呢，他自己的角色呢，并不是说律法本身。所以律法的角色呢，是把我们带到主耶稣基督那里去。这是他是在这个方面的时候，他做了一个很好的一个角色。
And there are many pictures in the law and in the Aaronic priesthood that have not been fulfilled yet. They will be fulfilled because everything will be fulfilled precisely as the Old Testament says. But the Old Testament says that we must look forward to the New Testament.
实际上呢，在那个旧约里面的，就是说那个亚伦祭司制度和所有的旧约的律法呢，在那个时候他们并没有成全，他们只是到了主耶稣基督来了以后，这主耶稣基督成全了所有的律法，所以在那个旧约的那个律法里面，就是亚伦的祭司制度里面说，你们要进到新的那个约里面去。
So the key line, Vic, is at the end of verse 12, it's verse 17, it says, I am not come to abolish, but to fulfill the words of the law. He fulfilled them, he did not abolish them, he just fulfilled them.
所以呢，这个老王他讲的那个关键的点呢，是在第十七节里。主耶稣说呢，我来不是要废掉，他并没有想要废掉律法，就是要成全。
All right, well, that is our story for today. Our time is gone, and maybe more questions next time, but we'll call it for today. Thank you again for your patience. Let's pray.
所以我们今天呢就讲到这里呢，可能大家还有更多的问题，所以呢，今天的时间到了，就只能回答这一个。所以下一次，如果你有问题，下次星期二再来的时候，记得再问。我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your grace to us in bringing us the truth of God in this new covenant with the new priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all you have brought us into.
也主啊，我们很感恩，藉着您的恩典，您把我们带到这样一个新的约里面。这个新的约里面是一个新的祭司制度，是麦基洗德的祭司。我们非常感恩您把我们带到这个里面来。
And so we commit ourselves to you now, giving thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们把我们自己交到您的手里，献上感恩。我们奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Lord bless us all. Amen.